Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Palshia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of Trishakti Industries Limited. We have with us today Mr. Dhruv Jhawar, the CEO of the company. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Rishabh Rathod from Confidely Partners. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you and good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rishabh Rathod from Confidely Partners. We represent the investor relation for Trishakti Industries Limited. I warmly welcome you all to Trishakti Industries Limited Q2 FY26 earning conference call. The company is represented today by Mr. Dhruv Jhawar, the CEO of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Dhruv Jhawar for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishabh. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to Trishakti Industries Limited's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. I am pleased to welcome all our stakeholders, investors, analysts, partners, and team members as we review our recent performance and outline our strategic priorities going forward. The second quarter marked another strong milestone in our growth journey. We continue to build momentum. Our revenues from operations stood at 6.65 crores, up 63% quarter-on-quarter and 213% year-on-year. Our EBITDAs stood at 3.92 crores, reflecting a 45% growth quarter-on-quarter and a 374% growth year-on-year. This was driven by high asset utilization, disciplined cost management, and strong execution across multiple projects. Our PAT also rose 77% quarter-on-quarter and 337% year-on-year to 1.61 crores, underscoring our ability to translate operational strength into sustained profitability. Our heavy equipment hiring business remains the core growth engine, operating at 100% utilization. During this quarter, we have made steady progress on our 400 crore CAPEX program planned through FY28. With 130 plus crores already deployed. We remain on track to achieve our FY26 CAPEX target of 100 crores and are hoping to outperform our CAPEX targets since till date 84 crores worth of CAPEX has already been done for this year. We are focusing on expanding our next generation higher tonnage fleet to support large-scale industrial and renewable energy projects. Q2 also marked an important strategic milestone as Trishakti Industries entered the renewable energy segment, securing initial contracts from Reliance Industries. With India's clean energy investments accelerating, this sector represents a multi-decade opportunity for our business, and our growing fleet is uniquely positioned to cater to its specialized lifting and deployment needs. While EBITDA margins dropped slightly to 58.97% due to a one-off project delay, this impact is temporary. We expect margins to return to our guided range of around 65% in the upcoming quarters. Our balance sheet remains robust, supported by prudent financial management, healthy leverage, and an efficient payback cycle of around 3 to 3.5 years for our equipment investments. Looking ahead, our priorities remain clear: scaling our operations, deepening relationships with blue-chip clients, and maintaining disciplined execution across every project. With a strong order book, expanding fleet, and a focused growth strategy, Trishakti is well positioned to capture a large share of India's infrastructure and renewable energy opportunities. We remain fully committed to delivering sustainable growth, strong cash flows, and long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued trust and confidence in Trishakti Industries Limited. With that, I conclude my remarks and open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Parth from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question was, you mentioned about a one-off delay that affected your margins in this quarter. So could that sort of reappear in the subsequent quarters? What? Any comments on that?
Yeah, hi. So, no, this should not be repeated quite often because in this particular quarter, we have almost, in H1 itself, we have more than doubled our fleet. So because of that, to make sure that we run everything smoothly, on one of the sites, we had to deploy manpower 1 month ahead of schedule. So that when 50-55 machines were reaching at once, so just for a safety precaution, we wanted to make sure that the labor was there before the machines. So because of that, we had to bear some additional cost, and hence our EBITDA margins took a slight drop.
Also, could you mention what kind of blended yield per machine per month are you currently doing as of quarter two, and what does it compare with last year as such?
Yeah, so the blended yields are similar only because in our business, we generally have 12 months contracts, right? So in the first half of the year, we generally tend to have similar yields as of the last half of the year, of the previous year. So we were doing 2.2% of blended yields in the last financial year, and till now all our contracts have been renewed till for this financial year as well. So that is the reason why our blended yields are the same. It's around 2.2%.
Okay.
But we generally have quite a lot of overtime as well. So generally, overtime is not mentioned in our contracts, but eventually, this is a variable factor. That's why we do not mention it somehow. But in the second half of the year, our yields generally go up to 2.3-2.4% as well, because a lot of overtime starts happening.
Understood. So around 2.4%, yeah. On the capex front as well, you have guided, I think, for around 400 crore of capex. Through, I think, FY28. Is that correct?
Yes.
And deployment is around 130-140 crores?
Yes, you're right.
And can you...
We've already deployed 130 crores worth of shit.
Okay, and like how will you be pacing the remaining investments over the next couple of years? Any comments on that?
Yeah, so right now our operating cash flow is quite nice. So internal accruals are a significant part of how we will be buying out new machines. And everything is being done in a phased manner. So recently we have closed our preferential round as well. So we have raised some equity. So with that particular amount, we have raised around 28 crores. So I feel that for the next set of capex also, it is quite sufficient. It's not that we slowly we are growing towards the 400 crores, and internal accruals are quite sufficient right now. Maybe when we do the next year bigger capex, we are not wanting to throw comment on that right now. But for now, buying 10, 15, 20 crores worth of machines every month is not an issue for us because of our healthy cash flows.
Understood. And like, would you have the proportion of what percentage of the capex would go towards a higher tonnage cranes versus maybe support or specialized equipment?
Yeah. So right now we do have high tonnage machines as well, but for the renewable energy projects, only the wind energy segment needs extremely high tonnage machines, which is 750 tons, 1000 ton machines. So we are not focusing a lot on the renewable energy side, rather on the wind energy side, because those machines do take time to land in India as well. We have ordered a few machines above 300 ton, 500 ton machines, but it will take a good 3 to 4 months to reach India. So for the next 3 to 4 months, we are not entering the wind energy segment, but we are there in the battery storage, the solar plants, and everywhere. So we will be entering the wind energy segment as well, but it will take another 4 months for us.
Got it, got it. Also, could you give a general view on your guidance, maybe say on revenues, EBITDA front, by like FY28-ish?
Can you please repeat the last part? By FI?
By around FI 27-28 maybe. Your guidance on top line and EBITDA.
Yeah, so for this financial year, we are given a guidance of 20-22 crores. But as you all have seen that we have mentioned in our investor presentation that from this particular month onwards, we are at a 36 crore run rate. So we should be doing better than our guidance for this financial year. Now, in this business, what happens is that most of the machines we have purchased have been purchased in the last 2 months. So the revenues will start kicking in from now. So the real fruits we will be will be in the next financial year, when we can show our investors a 12-month trajectory. So right now, it is for this financial year, although we have tripled our revenue month on month in from this particular quarter onwards, but you all will be able to see a full financial year guidance in FY27. So whatever like I personally feel on a conservative basis also, whatever EBITDAs we will be doing, if we take that as a base for this financial year, we should be doing at least 90 to 100% more in the next financial year, because all our machines have still landed, have just landed with us. And if you also see the balance sheet part, so in the CWIP also, there's 26 crores worth of machines. So those machines are also slowly starting. So by the end of this month, by the second week or third week of this month, those machines will also start generating revenue. Plus, we are doing more capex as well. So there is a lag of around 1 month from the time we buy the machines to the time the machines actually start generating revenue.
Understood. Thank you and all the best. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for hosting the call, and thank you very much for answering the previous participants' questions. That covered a lot of things. So the 270 crore capex, which is remaining now, right? You have done 150, 130 crores out of the 400 crore target. So how will this 270 crores flow in? Next year, can we assume like 150 crores, most of it front-ended? Like this year, or do you have any other timelines in front of you that you are targeting?
So right now we are targeting that in this financial year we had guided 100%. 100 crores.
100 crores.
We have already done 84. Right. So as everyone knows that this is a cyclic business, right? The industry is very seasonal. So in the second half of the year, we generally get massive amounts of requirements or demand.
Yes.
For us, the biggest, the best part was that in the first half of the year, most of the battery storage plants were coming up. So as you all know, it's called BESS, B-E-S-S. So we got lucky that we were able to get approximately 5 to 6 contracts in this very segment, which is a new segment for everyone in India right now. So for us, we were quite lucky that in the first half of the year only we could capture this particular momentum. Now in the second half of the year, we are assuming that, see, if I've done 84 crores worth of capex in the first half, in the second half,
right,
doing 16 more crores is not a big deal for us. So we are waiting that more projects will start opening and we want to outperform as much as possible in this financial year. Because most of the capex which will be done in this financial year, the real fruits and revenue, EBITDA, PAT will be seen in the next financial year. So we are on track to do the whole 400 crore capex. Our cash flows, if you will be seeing in the quarter 3 and quarter 4, we will be having good operating cash flows as well. So that will serve as working capital and as well as the equity part to buy newer machines as well. So we are quite confident that next financial year we will be able to do the capex numbers which we have guided till now.
No, so I don't doubt that number at all, but I'm just asking whether next year would be like 150 crores or more than that.
You're asking the capex?
Yes, for next year. So this year, 84 you're done, you'll probably end up doing at least 50 to probably another 80 crores in the second half. So that brings us to anywhere between 130 crores CASPAS done. And then you have said that you have done 130 crores and I'm taking like another 50. So around 200 crores will be remaining from your 400 crore target. So for next financial year, would you be doing like 150 crores next year? Is that your plan? Will it be more than that, less than that? Will it be front-ended? Will you do it in H1?
So we'll take the whole year to do the full capex in the next financial year, because as I told you that for the wind part also we do have some machines coming in, so those machines are significantly more expensive than the normal 50 ton 80 ton machines. So because of that, it will be easier for us to do to complete our capex goal as well, because if you buy 5 machines of 750 ton, it will be 100 crores. So that's the reason why the first half of the capex part we wanted to do in the medium to high tonnage machines, and then the remaining machines which we will be doing, it will be more of a specialized machinery. So we will be getting into reed stackers, we will be getting into higher tonnage machines, even more higher tonnage machines. So that time doing the capex will be quite easier rather than doing it right now, because right now it's more over the numbers rather than the amount of capex.
Okay. And so is there any thought about also addressing the demand which is coming from the Middle Eastern market? Because a lot of Indian players are talking about it, that the requirement there is very, very large. So are you thinking about it, or would you continue to concentrate solely on the domestic opportunity?
Yeah, so it's a very, very good point. We had a good 2 months of brainstorming in this particular thing about the UAE expansion and the KSA expansion.
Yeah,
so I'll tell you very honestly, there are a lot of challenges over there. The market is getting crowded, and that's why the returns are going down. So when we were planning to expand, those times per month returns were upwards of 3.3-3.4%. Right now, if you check with anyone, it is coming to around 3% because the market is getting crowded. And plus, there are a lot of compliance things also, that when you set up a firm over, when you set up a company over there, there has to be some equity from a local person as well. So if you technically see, even if you are getting 3% per month over there and you are giving 20% of your company to like strategically partnering up with some company over there, on your balance sheet, if you are getting 70-80% also of the returns, so it becomes quite similar only. So I just feel that right now India has so much demand that it does not make sense for us to immediately jump over there. First, let's deal with the Indian demand, create a fleet over here, a big, strong fleet, and then strategically expand.
One final question from my side, sir. What would be the peak debt that we'll see in the balance sheet? And once you reach that level, what kind of interest rates would you guys have to pay? And is there any timeline as to when your ratings can be relooked at by the rating agencies and you can get better better credit ratings?
Yeah, so good question. So by the end of this financial year, when we receive the audited financials, audited balance sheets, then we'll surely go for a credit rating. So that is something okay. that is there in our pipeline. It's just yeah. that like everyone knows that Trishakti Industries Limited, we have acquired this company in a family separation. So that's the reason why we have to redo every single thing in terms of financials, full balance right. sheet has been restructured, the shareholding pattern has changed now. So everything is now done. So that is the reason why we did not go for a credit rating this year, because we wanted to make our balance sheet significantly stronger. So yes. once we are done with that, so next financial year, when we get our full year's financial, we'll go for a credit rating for sure. And can you please repeat your other question as well?
So once your entire 400 crore capex is done and your most of your assets are deployed on the ground, you will have some working capital requirements as well, right? So right. Put together, there would be a capital requirement. Against that, how much debt do you think you will have? What's the maximum level that up to which you are comfortable with?
Yeah, so see, and if I'll be very honest with you, then the best part of our industry is that the repayments are significantly high. We generally take term loans for 3 to 4 years. So you're paying from 2% to 3% every single month about on your principal repayment. So so even if I, suppose if I buy a machine in April, and till March, I've already paid 30%, I've already got 30% equity in the machine. So even if we start with 100% debt and then we scale it up quite significantly, like it's very fast in our industry. In other industries, you do take a term loan for 5 years, 6 years, in some cases 7 years as well. So your repayments right. are quite slow over there. But in our right. case, in our target is that within 3 to 4 years, we make sure that the whole asset is bank finance free. So once okay. that is free, then the real cash flow starts kicking in. So
what's the peak debt that you will hit, given the, this rapid yeah, rate?
Huh. Yeah, on a 400 crore capex, it should not be more than 50 to 60%, like 40 to 50%. Because on a 200 crore block, on a 400 crore block, every month we will be repaying at least 8 crores of principal amount. So
this
200
crore is
very
what
very tough to calculate. Yeah, 200 crores will be the
200 crores. And that would include the working capital loans? Or those will be separate?
No, working capital loan will be very different. See, we can okay. go for something like an LRD or something where we can discount our bills also. So that does not come exactly into working capital. So because there's no charge created on the balance sheet, so it's not working capital technically. Although we have not started that right now because they are growing organically, so we don't even need a lot of credit limits or something. But of course, you're right, eventually we will be needing a lot.
You'll require it, yes. And what's the current rate of rate of interest on incremental borrowings?
So it's around 8.8, but with the repo rate, it will be rebalanced in this quarter, in quarter three. So because it rebalances every 3 months,
So probably it will be 8.5%?
It will be a little less than that.
Little less than that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Aman from Inverse4ADU. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a few questions. My first question is, our revenue growth has been strong for several quarters now. Can you share how much of this growth is driven by higher utilization versus rate improvement or new client addition?
So it's mostly about the new client addition only, because in our industry what happens is that once a site starts, every 4-5 months we start giving new machines. Right now there is no rate improvement because it's a contractual business, so there is a full 12 month scenario over here. So 12 months it does not change, the rates do not change, and generally it does not change even after that because we keep on getting extensions post 12 months as well.
Okay.
So right now our revenue is growing because of the new fleet we are going on adding right now. And plus, recently, we have been working a lot with Reliance Industries also. So because of new client acquisitions also, we are getting a good boost in our revenue. And in the upcoming quarters, as we have mentioned in our investor presentation, that our current ARR is also 36 crores.
Okay.
So this will keep on going up because in the second half of the year, we are expecting really good demand. So, as and when the demand kicks in, this ARR will keep on going up.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. My second question is, what is the current revenue mix between steel, renewable and infrastructure? And how do you see this evolve over the next 2-3 quarters?
So our current revenue mix, we have given in the investor presentation that around 46% of the revenue is coming from renewable sector, which we have added in the last 3 months itself.
Yes.
Earlier, most of the revenue was coming from the metal industry, the steel industry.
Yes, yes.
So significant revenue is now coming from the green steel plant and the renewable sector as well. So both these sectors are quite similar, if you see. So 65% of our revenue is coming from here. But we are expecting that in the second half of the year, the steel industry should also pick up, as well as the metros and ports. So whatever revenue you are seeing right now, I personally feel from my experience that in the second half of the year, L&T many projects are going to open. So because of that, this mix will diversify more. So renewable energy should come down to around 35% or so, and the steel should go up, and some port as well.
Okay, and my next question is, can you quantify the contribution from renewable project in Q2, and how large could it segment by FY 27 and 28?
Right now, from Q2, it was 45%, as I mentioned right now.
Eventually, this
should be in the range of 35-40% only, because it's not that we only have to stick to renewable. If some other big projects are also opening, so we will be giving our machines over there as well. So we want to keep it at a mix because most of our machines demand right now is coming from renewables, but we are expecting that in the next 12 to 16 months, renewable will also be there, of course, but we are expecting more demand to come from the steel side.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
A lot of projects are coming up in Kalinganagar and Amgol as well. So because of that, I personally feel that the mix is going to be more diversified.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Ishant Lalwani from Ashika Institutional Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Can you please explain how your revenue is recognized in your contract-based equipment model, like specifically how do billing cycle works, deployment days, standby charges, etc.?
Okay, so how it happens is that today I win a contract, then our OEMs generally stock the machines. So then we go to the OEM, we take the machines. The machines generally, we purchase the machines, the billing generally takes around 7 to 8 days. Then when the billing is done, then the transportation takes another 10 to 12 days. So that's around 20 days. And when the machines reach the sites, it takes another 3 days to assemble the machines. If it's a crawler crane, you have to assemble the whole machine. If it's a truck mounted crane, then only TPI is required. So generally, if you say it takes a good 3 weeks from the time we get the contract for the machines to reach and then start. Now, if we are winning some contract where the site is absolutely huge, like for example, the Reliance Industries contract we have won, the site is extremely huge. So there is a lot of compliances. So when it comes to that, then there is an additional 1 week delay due to the compliances as well, because every single operator and helper has to have a gate pass and every single thing has to be done according to the compliance norms. The safety officers have to reach there on time. There has to be a site supervisor, a safety officer. So many such things are required. So if you technically see on the smaller site, 3 weeks, and on the larger scale site, 4 weeks.
Okay. So your revenue largely on a time base or a link to project progress?
It is related to, revenue is related to time based only, because wherever we are giving a machine, it's a very simple thumb rule that we give the machines from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If the machines are being used post 8 p.m. then we do get overtime on that as well. So this is how our industry works in general. Like, it's not different for me. It's the same for everyone over here, all the other players as well. So, and we do get, our billing cycle is generally around 45 to 50 days.
Okay. Also, given the sharp scale-up and large capex, how do you expect the working capital cycle to behave in the next few quarters and coming years?
We expect the working capital side to be not an issue, because we have a very strict thumb rule that we only tend to work with the ultra-large Cat 1 blue-chip companies. So even if we have some cash crunch in future, then it is very easy for us to get the bills discounted also. So working capital will never be an issue for us. Even if the payment cycle goes from 45 days to 60 days also, we can still get the bills discounted through any banks. So working capital should not be an issue for us.
So your trade receivables are quite higher, and can you tell me the reason for this?
Can you please repeat your voice?
Your trade receivables are quite higher. Can you explain the reason for that as a percentage of revenue?
Yeah. So trade receivables is quite high because in the last 2 months only we have added most of our machines. So with the machine mix, if you see, then it is not extremely high. If you see other companies also, it is quite normal. Right now the revenue was quite low because machines have been bought last month, in the last 3 months itself. In the next few months, when our revenues also keep going up, then you'll see that the mix is not an issue.
And currently, how many machines do we have?
We have around 90-95 machines now.
Okay.
But for us, moreover, yeah, can you please repeat?
And all are from Sunny India or any other?
No, we buy only from two OEMs. We keep a good diversification of 50-50%. Sunny and XCMG India.
Okay. And how are you planning to fund your CAPEX for your 400 crore plan? Will be there more round of fundraising or something debt as well?
Right now, on the basis of our internal accruals, we have not thought about any fundraise. Right now, we are not thinking about any fundraise, but of course, our internal accruals is quite sufficient right now. And in the second half of the year, our OTs and all will also be significantly higher than the first half of the year. So it shouldn't be an issue for us right now.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll join in the group.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Jayesh Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead. Our repeat question comes from Jayesh Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead. There is no response. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Rahul Singhania, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi, sir. I want to ask you that after the CAPEX cycle, as free cash flow generation begins, how do you plan to allocate those funds? Like debt reduction, dividend reinvestment?
So, when the machines, when we start having free cash flow, then of course we are not thinking most about dividend because we want to keep growing. So debt reduction is one thing, of course. But by the time our machines are free, naturally we will be debt free as well. If we are getting free cash flow, it means that we are not having a lot of debt on our books. So I think this answers your question.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Ishant Lalwani from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question again. Just one last question. So, sir, in your presentation, you mentioned this year a revenue guidance of 22 crore and we almost did 10 CR. And since the ARR is 36 years, so you imply to say that by H1 of FY27, we'll do 36 minus 10, that is 26 year. So what gives you this confidence? Do we have an order book to support? And if so, what the order book size look like?
Yeah. So see, the ARR actually means the 12-month order book only. So when we said in our investor presentation that in the next 12 months our ARR is 36 crores, which means that in the next 6 months our order book is at 36 crores. So if you technically see by from H2 right now to H1 next year, even if we stop expanding, then this much revenue we will be getting. But of course, in the second half of the year, we have big expansion plans. So we are trying to get as many more contracts as possible so that this ARR keeps going up, or you can say the order book as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions. Now, I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us today and taking out your precious time in order to connect with us. It's been a great journey till now for us, and in future we will be making sure that we can create as much value for all our stakeholders. It was lovely talking to you all, and see you in the next phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.